I'm Jim Reed. This is a page from my red clay diary. It's all about life, actually. This is called The Final Reunion. One entry from my lifelong red clay diary, a mere 35 years ago. That dreaded letter arrives this morning, the one that forces me to take sudden stock of the past three decades and wax nostalgic with grins and grimaces. I hoped it would never come, but out of sheer curiosity, I open it. The letter bearing news of my high school reunion. Not just any high school reunion, but the 30th high school reunion, the one at which I will definitely begin to see signs of character on the faces of cohorts I felt would never develop any. 10 years ago, at the 20th reunion, most of us approaching middle-aged teenagers were still in the throes of having kids and divorces and midlife crises and could not take much time to look around and philosophize and get thoroughly wistful or downright depressed. This time around, many of us will have given up the strong grip on ego and try to feel at ease with the fact that we are all beginning to look like our parents. We won't be able to hide the wrinkles or the facelifts, the scars, or the toupees, the stretch marks, or the trifocals. Much as we will try to suck in the old gut and walk macho or sexy, our arch supports and orthopedic underpants will give us away, and we'll suddenly begin to realize that we're all going rapidly toward a new level of aging and life assessment, wondering whether we've spent nearly half a century building for a grand future or merely rearranging the deck chairs. Wonder how many pounds will be shed between now and when this celebratory dirge takes place. How many suntans will suddenly appear on pale, saggy skin? How many dollars will be spent on new clothing? How much fantasizing will be done about, oh, what's her name? I knew I had a crush, but never the courage to say it aloud. And how many will decide not to attend, for fear of being seen as they are? I prefer to be invisible and attend, because I can make wry observations about everybody without having anybody make the same about me. But I guess I'll go and try to be brave and look upon this reunion as a learning experience and something to tell you about. The Red Clay Diary entry I just read to you was written 35 years ago. Now, yet another letter has arrived in my life. The letter that announces the 65th, count 'em, 65, high school reunion next week. Yikes! I grin and bear it, this news of advanced aging, advancing life, because at last all pomposity has been spent. Now I can attend and see all my remaining classmates as mirror images of myself. There's nothing to hide anymore, since defenses and denials no longer seem to work. As I chuckle, I read another part of the message. This will be the last reunion. By the time another few years have passed, I may still be enjoying the passing scenery, but I think I will have seen enough high school to last a lifetime.